Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF, and sitting beside me, a very happy Coach Jason Jarvis of the Herculaneum Black Hats, as they're able to pull one out here tonight at home, 53-43 over Grandview. And, Coach, that means you win the season series 2-1. And, man, what a dogfight that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a dogfight. We didn't play real well in the first half, and we were kind of struggling most of the game.
Let's look at some of the stats here real quick. Moreland 18, Jordan Duncan 16. By the way, we can't let him get too far away from us. But those two guys, really, in this ball game, you know, each one had a great half. Duncan actually had two good halves. Moreland. A really excellent second half. I thought Moreland's first half was kind of quiet. He got seven, but it was like a quiet seven. But together, those two combined for 34 of your 53. Let's start with their play tonight.
Well, those two we lean on a lot to get our scoring. And Josh has been a one-man show for a long time, kind of. But now he's got Duncan with him, too, which really helps. And, you know, Leathers chipped in with eight, and Ruder ran the offense. I mean, we just struggled. That first half was a struggle. That was a struggle for me and for the kids. The second half, we played a little better. We got some things to shore up on the defensive side for sure. We didn't box out very well. And we had the last 2 days off, no practice. So
yeah,
I knew it was going to be a rough night.
Well, you do get the job done. And, you know, defensively, I mean, just going to throw it out there. I mean, you look at the stats and turnovers, that's – it's what kind of jumps out about both these teams. And it's almost, you know, gets to a point where it's like whoever doesn't turn the ball over the most has a better chance of winning. And that was, I believe that was y'all's case tonight. I think Grandview had some travels, some offensive charges, and then a lot of just, you know, steals by you guys. But on the defensive side of things, what are your thoughts on how the team performed tonight?
Well, I mean, we gave up less in the second half than the first half. Well, it's about the same, but the biggest thing we didn't do well, I didn't think, was box out. We did not box out we gave a lot of easy second shots to Grandview. And the last time we played them, we actually played every bit of the game soundly, boxing out defensively, offensively. And tonight we just weren't getting after the rebounds, I didn't think.
And on the offensive side, whenever you didn't turn the ball over, what were your thoughts on how they played?
Well, the first half we had 15 turnovers is what Coach Buddy had in his little stat sheet that he does during the game. And we discussed that at halftime. And a couple of those turnovers weren't even forced by defense. I mean, they were forced by just us doing stupid things. I mean, we threw the ball out of bounds once and had several travels that we shouldn't have had. And we just tried to shore that up in the second half. I told them to take their time a little bit. I felt like they were rushing it on the offensive end. And I felt like Moreland rushed it a little bit in the first half, and he didn't rush it as much in the second half. And I think that's why we were successful.
Coach, I'm going to put this on you, and hopefully it's not too much, but I know there's a lot of things that happened throughout the game, and it's hard to you know, find that one play that was sort of that game changer, especially when there's so many moments going on. But we've got a Gilster Mary Lee sponsored play of the game, and for you, what was that tonight?
Oh boy, the play of the game. That's going to be a hard one for me. Probably that and one that Moreland got down here late in the game.
In the third quarter.
Yeah, I guess it would have been late in the third.
Yep.
And we were struggling there, and he finished that. And I think that was probably one of the bigger plays. And then I think from there we didn't look back.
You know what? You and I chose the same one then. So there we go.
Well, I was happy he finally got an and one, because I felt like he may have gotten fouled a few other times.
Yeah.
But they weren't called, and that happens. I mean, you know, the refs are out there busting their rear end doing their job, and sometimes, you know, we don't agree with each other. But I thought Moreland played through that and got that one there when we needed it.
All right, so that is our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. And Coach, I'll take the onus and go ahead and give a player of the game to Jordan Duncan, Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, which means he gets a free entree, $12 or under at the Applebee's in Farmington. So hopefully he gets to enjoy that. But we thank you for your time. If you don't mind, we'll
all
grab
right.
Jordan.
I appreciate it. I'll get him up here.
All right, congrats on the win.
All right, thanks a lot, and thanks for your coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Jason Jarvis, head coach of the Herky Black Hats. He's going to hand over the headset to Jordan Duncan. Again, our Bar and Grill of Farmington, player of the game.